So into the ongoing coronavirus crisis came a jolt today. And a reminder, there's a presidential election on the horizon. And once again, Bernie Sanders won't be the Democratic candidate. Senator Sanders announced in a live stream from his home in Vermont that he is ending his second campaign for president, clearing the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the Democratic Party's nominee to take on President Trump in November. And he lauded his supporters for what they've achieved.
We have taken on Wall Street, the insurance companies, the drug companies, the fossil fuel industry, the military industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, and the greed of the entire corporate elite. That struggle continues. While this campaign is coming to an end, our movement is not.
Washington State Democratic Representative Parmila Jayapal endorsed Sanders. She joins us now. And Congresswoman, your thoughts?
Thank you, Robin. Well, I think that this is a very difficult moment for me and others across the country who have been so incredibly inspired by Senator Sanders and the movement that he's leading, most importantly, the ideas that he has been willing to champion. I think there's this sense that there's only certain things that are politically possible, but that's only if we don't believe that we deserve them or that we can have them. And I think that is what Senator Sanders has done. I don't think that will stop, and I think that we desperately need his leadership right now in the midst of this crisis. I think, you know, one of the ironies of Senator Sanders suspending his campaign right now is he's been the champion for healthcare justice, and he's suspending his campaign at a moment that this pandemic is worsening and healthcare across this country is on the line for so many people. Right. But it is essential that we leverage everything we have to win the White House back in November and to make sure that the ideas that Vice President Biden will be putting forward as the Democratic nominee are big enough to address the real issues that were existing before but have been heightened by this pandemic.
Well, let's take that up, because he said today, we won the ideological war, you know, and his ideas did shape the primary, as you know, probably, you know, most notably his push for universal single-payer health care. And as we are in a health crisis and inequity is laid bare, we're seeing that, you know, we're reporting on it today. You would think that his ideas would be taken forward by Biden and the party. But on the other hand, the party seemed to get skittish towards the end about, you know, being as progressive and seemed to pull back at the end. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think we have to make sure that the party does pick up those ideas. I am the lead sponsor of Medicare for All in the House. We've had tremendous push forward. And honestly, the voters, including those who voted for Vice President Biden or other candidates, are clear, and this was before the pandemic hit, were clear that they supported universal health care. What that means, though, is we have to have the courage to take on those entrenched interests. And so that is going to be the work now, not only because it's the right thing to do, by the way, but also because it will be politically necessary. Bernie Sanders, all of us as surrogates, we don't just snap our fingers and get people excited about coming out to vote. We have to be able to prove to them that we have solutions that will match the scale of the devastation that people are feeling across the country. So that is going to be the next piece of this, is even though Senator Sanders is suspending his campaign, we need to make sure that we are working with the Biden camp and with the vice president himself to recognize and push forward and step up to this moment with the kinds of solutions, things like a guaranteed federal paycheck guarantee program, things like universal health care. Those are the things that not only are what's needed for the country, but will allow us and propel us to beat this current pandemic and create a country that works for everyone.
By the way, Sanders also said today that while Biden will be the nominee, Sanders will stay on the ballot in states that have yet to vote so he can continue to gather delegates and, as he said, exert significant influence over the party platform. But what about the influence over his followers, many of them notoriously loyal to him, the Bernie bros? Will someone like you, first of all, you said you can't just snap your fingers. Will you endorse Biden? And will you tell your followers this is the right thing to do?
we all are going to do what we need to do to win the White House, and that includes endorsing the Democratic nominee. But what I was trying to say, and that is Joe Biden, what I was trying to say, though, is that it will require Joe Biden to step up now as well. He is going to have to welcome and embrace many of the things that I think we're seeing in dramatic form right now. And the details of this do matter, by the way, Robin. We need to make sure that Senator Sanders retains the state delegates that he has won in the 31 states, and that 100% of the delegates that he wins going forward will contribute. So the details do matter. We need to hear those. But I think that this is a moment for us to celebrate the leadership of a tremendous leader, a friend, and somebody I've campaigned fiercely for and with, and also the movement that will continue regardless of whether or not Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, thank you so much for weighing in on Bernie Sanders announcing today he has dropped out of the race. Thank you.
Thank you.